stopping for no fresh meat, shooting down the ever-widening river toward the coast. Elidor watched it all with eager, childlike interest. The freshness of mind of these Herland women concealed their intellectual power. I never quite got used to it. We are so used to seeing our learned men, cold and solemn, holding themselves far above all the enthusiasm of youth, that it is hard for us to associate a high degree of wisdom and intellectual power with vivid interest in immediate events. Here was my wife from Wonderland, leaving all she had ever known, a lifetime of peace and happiness and work she loved, and a whole nation of friends as far as she knew them, and starting out with me for a world which, I frankly told her, was full of many kinds of pain and evil. She was not afraid. It was not sheer ignorance of danger, either. I had tried hard to make her understand the troubles she would meet. Neither was it a complete absorption in me, far from it. In our storybooks, we read always of young wives giving up all they have known and enjoyed for his sake. That was by no means Elidor's position. She loved me, that I knew, but by no means with that engrossing absorption so familiar to our novelists and their readers. Her attitude was that of some high ambassador sent on an important and dangerous mission. She represented her country.